Next patient is Mr. Henry Dollard. The last name is D, like in Delta, O-L-L-A-R-D, like in Delta, Henry. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American male that had a kidney transplant that was done in 2015 and has been immunosuppressed with the administration of tacrolimus, myfortic, and prednisone, period. The patient is very sensitive to the administration of Prograf. The level of Prograf has the tendency to go up, and adjustments have been done accordingly to the levels. Currently, the patient takes 4 days of 2 milligrams in the morning and 1 in the evening, and 3 days, 1 milligram in the morning and 1 in the evening. With this regime, the tacrolimus level was reported to be 9.8 nanograms per milliliter. It's in the high side, and for that reason, we are going to make further adjustments. We are going to change the administration of Prograf to 2 milligrams in the morning and 1 in the afternoon for 3 days, and 1 milligram in the morning and 1 milligram in the afternoon for 4 days. And we are going to reevaluate the case after that. On the other hand, this patient has in the CMP a creatinine of 2, an estimated GFR of 36. Albumin of 3.8, alkaline phosphatase is 134. The serum electrolytes showed a potassium of 3.6. And we have a protein creatinine ratio in the urine that is consistent with 1320 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is significantly elevated compared to the prior determinations. For that reason, we are going to start the patient of Kerendia, and we are going to give a voucher to get 30 days, and we are going to reevaluate the case after that period of time. Number two, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is getting somewhat better. 146 over 90. The patient has lost 10 pounds of body weight, which is significant. The patient was advised to continue the same changes and adjustments in life style. In order to get a better control of the blood pressure, we think that it's a matter of time before we get this blood pressure under control. Following a number of history of gout that has been in remission, the patient takes a ureuric on a daily basis. Following a number of hyperlipidemia, treated with the administration of statins that is under control, following number hypercoagulable state and anticoagulants. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case in 1 month with laboratory workup. period, aldosterone, renin ratio is going to be considered if there is not a definite control of the blood pressure.